It's been nearly 6 months already. Can you believe it, baby? How time flies, huh? I can't wait to spend the first Christmas with you. Are you all excited? No. Why, baby? I thought you'd be happy to be off for a few days so you can relax and feel the festive spirit and all that jazz. You don't? Oh, honey, why don't ya? What stole the magic? Everything. Oh, baby, I didn't know that. I mean, I know it can happen for people sometimes. And when the spark goes out and that. When life gets a little heavy and holidays are just days. But I didn't know that you felt that way. Alright, so how about this? How about we reignite the flame? We redo, remake, remodel, revamp, revise, redeck the fucking halls with boughs of holly. What do you think? Well, I think it's not as hard as you may think. Like, remember back when you were a kid and you had that feeling? You know, that feeling that is just so hard to put into words. Kind of difficult to express, but also kind of familiar. Like an excitement or an openness. When you believed. And not only in Santa, but in the spirit, maybe. The spirit of it all. Maybe you noticed how people look more excited this time of year. You noticed people's faces lighting up. The way your friends were yapping on about what they wished for. And there was the movies, the trees, the Christmas lights. And it was just one big mad winter wonderland. And the dread of finding a lump of coal in your stocking. Because you had to be real good, didn't you? Always watching over your shoulder, minding your little P's and Q's. Do you remember? Yeah. Well, you can still access all of that, you know that? Still get it back. See, nothing really could get in the way when you were a kid. When you were outside the drain of the grown-up world. And that world slowly thieves your joy as you get older, doesn't it? And it happens to almost everyone. But the thing is, baby, that spirit hasn't gone anywhere. Because if you look around, you notice lots of kids who have that same feeling. They're feeling the exact same thing. So it's just us that tend to forget as we get older. Or maybe it's the world that hides it from us. I don't know. But one thing's for sure. It's still there. Uh-huh. Yes, it is. And I think I can help you a little. Just a little, maybe. Well, close your eyes for me, honey. And see if you can see the images as I talk to you. This Christmas, we go shopping together. Not in a commercial or stressful way, just browsing and taking it all in. Gazing at the lights, going for a coffee, being open, receptive, and carefree. And then, if we get a little tired, we'll head home. Maybe light the fire, order some food, crash out on the couch, watch some Christmas movies maybe, cuddle up, and maybe fall asleep together. Can you see it? And then in the morning, we do something cute and silly. We dress up in ridiculous Christmas sweaters. Bake some chocolate brownies together. Knowing that we're going to be real close in the kitchen. Rawr. And then switch off our phones. No social media. Instead, we'll sit by the fire and share stories about Christmas past. I'll even share the one where my friend knocked on the Christmas tree in my house on Christmas Eve, like, when my parents were out. Oh, God, the horrors. I still have PTSD after that one. And maybe I could play some tunes for you on the guitar. Badly, of course. And we could sing. And then we could cook some dinner together, watch another movie as we wait for it. And then eat. Tell some more stories. And stay in our own little festive bubble for as long as we like. And maybe, just maybe, we'll find that magic again. Now open your eyes for me. What do you think? Does it sound good? Did it look good? Oh, come here. It'll be fun. I promise. I'm here now. And even if you only feel 10% of what you used to feel, it's going to be a lot better. Isn't it? And look, baby. It's been a very hard year. Hard on everyone. So let's take it easy, alright? And take it easy on ourselves too. We need a break. It's time for a break. A magical break too. Now how about we go upstairs, light some candles in the bedroom and make love. Slow, sweet, passionate love. You know, just to kick the season off and that. And I'll even wear my Santa hat. I have to reward my girl for being so damn good this year. It has escalated fairly quickly. And in more ways than one. Ho, ho, ho. But come on, baby. We need to work on some of that Yuletide stress. Work it out. So you're ready to feel the magic again. Feel the spirit again. Come upstairs with me. Please.